Welcome to a new series of our ITB Travel Hero Trendcasts. I am Dirk Rogel, Managing Director of Travel Commerce, and I am pleased to guide you through the arrival of future technologies. Whenever it has been about digital innovations at ITB conventions this year, Web 3.0, blockchain, metaverse, and artificial intelligence have dominated the discussions. Without doubt, these future technologies do have the potential to change the travel industry massively, allowing huge gains in efficiency as well as in personalization and excellence. This year's ITB convention's opening session about future technologies has been one of the most attended events of all. Yes, that's what we call a hype, but what's next? It's time for another update, and we welcome today Alexander Knauer. He's professor for digital business and e-entrepreneurship at the University of Applied Science in Mittweida and a real expert in blockchain. Welcome, Alex. Good to have you back again.
Hi, Dirk. It's a pleasure for me. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure is mine. Can remember, Alex, on ITB this year, you nailed down the complexity of blockchain in precisely 13 minutes, including a wide range of great opportunities for the travel industry. Real impressive. And you said, of course, we are still in the hype, within the hype of blockchain in March. Where are we now?
That's actually a very good question, but I would answer it very similar today. So a wide variety of applications such as smart contracts, NFTs, decentralized identities, or tokenization are still further away from the plateau of productivity, which means the mass market adoption or the mass market acceptance. And this means that with these applications, we are still in the middle of the hype cycle. But it doesn't mean that this technology or application will never grow up or got matured. It just takes a little slower than we imagined at the very, very beginning. Bill Gates is quoted as saying, most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but underestimate what they can do in 10 years. And I think this applies quite well to the blockchain and DLT universe. So to summarize, the technology is here to stay, definitely. And we will see concrete use cases in more mature industries in the future, even outside of the very active startup environment, from my perspective.
As you mentioned, Alex, blockchain is a wide bundle of technologies. And of course, it's by far more than cryptocurrencies,
yes, definitely,
such as Bitcoin. So in your point of view, what will be the next big thing in blockchain? Is there something in your mind?
Oh, that's like looking into the crystal ball. And if I knew that for sure, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today. But joking aside, so I think we will see definitely increased activity in the area of decentralized identities or a wider range of digital identities and tokenization again. So we had it a couple of years ago, but I think for the next year, we will see a really increased activity in such fields. So some are already talking about the upcoming token economy. So tokenized Europe, token economy in Europe. So everything can and will be tokenized. So maybe a quick word about tokens. Token represents an asset in a digital form combined with information and assignable digital rights. So, and tokens can be possessed, owned, and transferred via distributed ledger technology, blockchain technology, and are stored in wallets. So, and that is why the trading, transfer of ownership, and possession can therefore take place more quickly. So everything what we need in the travel industry, yeah? So trade more efficiently and also transfer the ownership, for example, of tickets or other inventory assets. And so from my perspective, to summarize it, tokenization and digital identities, decentralized identities.
So let's stay on the tokens, non-fungible tokens. Usually we call it, only a few airlines so far are using it as for ticketing. So you can get a few flight tickets as NFTs. But the spread so far seems to be low in my point of view. Is this revolutionizing the ticketing in the medium term? In your view?
First of all, here we can see again that we are still far away from mass market adoption. Yeah. So it's fantastic to see that first airlines are testing it and making progress, because this is exactly, or these are exactly the kinds of pioneers we need to test, implement, and bring new technology to the market. So this is great to see. So they see the opportunities and they go for it. So I can't right now estimate whether it will be a revolution in ticketing, but I'm sure, definitely sure, that this will be another option for how tickets will be made available in the future, in addition to the current e-tickets and the printed tickets and so on. And one thing is also clear, in 10 years, the ticketing process will look completely different than it does today. So an NFTs can be one option, one mean making the whole ticket process more efficiently. But here too, the breakthrough will only come when the blockchain and DLT infrastructure as a whole is further expanded, if it's more mature. And here we should talk about interoperability, number of users with their own wallet, or the decentralized identities already mentioned. So just to name a few. So we need a DLT blockchain ecosystem, which constantly communicates with each other in order to make certain applications as the NFT more valid or applicable to the market.
So let's come to these decentralized identities. I'm sure some of our listeners don't know precisely what it is means, decentralized networks, and it's a key technology for steering the personalized data and for bringing in more personalization into the complex world of travel. So what's missing to make this technology adaptable to the mass market?
The same or similar to what I've said before. So we need to focus on two crucial elements. So the first one is the technological maturity. So is the technology really better than existing technologies or processes? And the second pillar is there a social or market acceptance? So you need technological maturity and the market or social acceptance. And currently we see a lot of projects and initiatives in this field, what's really, really good and what's really great. And by the way, it's also one important, maybe the most fundamental element of a token economy. So we need decentralized identity to really come to a token economy. But as already said, it needs some further infrastructure development. And of course, even more players in the travel industry should start to dig deeper into the blockchain DLT ecosystem, not only the pioneers. So we need to have some alliances, some cooperative networks, partner networks, which jointly focusing on such applications like decentralized identity in order to jointly bring it to the market and to the customers.
In part of the global travel technology community, there's a large discussion about the future of decentralized IDs or self-sovereign identities. And the discussion is mainly about, will it replace the middleman or the travel agent, we can also say. What is your opinion here?
It depends. I would say definitely not in the short term. Why not in the short term? Because we had this discussion in 2017, 2018 in the financial service industry, banking. Yeah, everybody said, okay, with Bitcoin and blockchain technology, banks are no longer necessary. Banks are middlemen and we can cut them out. So now we are here in 2023, almost 2024, and the banks, most of the banks, especially the regional banks, are stronger than before. Yeah, but all of them also dealing with new blockchain applications. For example, can they be the trust the trust man, not the middleman, but a trust man for wallets, for personal wallets, and so on. So I wouldn't say that in the short term it will replace the middleman. Definitely not. In the long run, 10 years, 12 years from now, can be. This can be possible, but not only based on the SSI, so also in combination with other technologies and a complete different IT or infrastructure environment.
Alex, one more quote you said on this year's ITB. You said we need new use cases now for blockchain. Do you expect great features already in the short term, means at ITB 2024?
I think we will see a lot of cool new things, also new use cases in the blockchain area, because this is an integral part of the innovation management, recognizing trends, creating the basics and dealing with them. and testing them very, very quickly on the market. So that is why I definitely see new use cases also presented in 2024 at the ITB. And the travel industry has never stood still here and will not do so until the next year. So the travel industry is a innovation engine. But for me, three things are extremely important. So this is a permanent trend scouting. So which are the upcoming trends for the future? A strong innovation management practiced by the top management. So what is the tone at the top? Yeah, are they really living innovation management? And a very, very close cooperation with the real speedboats of innovation, so the startups. So they are always the engine of bringing new technology and use cases to the market, but they need the customers and they need the big players in the industry sector with whom they can cooperate. So, but to be completely honest, I think we are more likely to see really cool, perhaps even revolutionary features in the area of AI, artificial intelligence, because things are really going on here right now.
And I believe both technologies belong together. And I also believe we will have a stage for these both topics at ITB Berlin Convention next year. It was a pleasure to see you again, Alex.
Thank you, Dirk.
And hopefully we see us latest in March 24 in Berlin. Thank you so much.
Definitely. I will be there. Thank you very much, Dirk. Thank you.
Thank you.